This is KCUR 89.3. The acclaimed Kansas City poet Michel Boisseau died on Wednesday. The winner of a prestigious Guggenheim Fellowship, Boisseau was working on a collection of new and selected poems. Earlier this year, she spoke with Angela Elam of New Letters on the Air about her recent book, Among the Gorgons, and her work in general.
One thing that a poet needs more than anything else, well, you need a sense of language, but you need people who love poetry, who love you. And I have that. I have incredible colleagues. And of course, my husband, Tom, and people who like believe in your work, you know, just keep doing it. I mean, there was a time where I was like, I don't know where this book is going. Anybody gonna want to publish this book? A book about death, mourning, grief, and old women? Gee, sign me up on that one. That sounds really sexy. I want to do that. You know, and you think you're working on something for months, and then that turns into years, and then that turns into more years. But what the heck? Words are free. Write more, you know, make it better.
It's interesting how you pull all different aspects of culture and society and art and history and music, and yet you're also dealing with family emotions. And a lot of this book actually is dedicated to family members you've lost, your mother, your two brothers, your sister, and they all died in a very short time. But, you know, with that whole idea, I was thinking about Gorgons, and there were three, and two of them lived forever, yeah. But Medusa was the only one who was not immortal.
And as we know from all myth, immortality is a terrible curse. And I was thinking about this recently in a conversation with some students, but in a way, it's one of the subjects of all poetry, the beauty of mortality, because it gives the meaning to things. And it's actually one of my aesthetics, that only with endings do we see the range of things. I mean, that's what art is. Art's only good about its frame, its ending, and its limitations give us the flavor of life. That's what makes anything poignant, is that it's going to end.
You had read on our show, actually, a few years back, Cassiopeia at Noon, uh-huh. You know, and I was thinking about how you look at the aging of women when you follow through your books. I mean, follows along with you aging and kind mm-hmm. of understanding the different times that you go through.
The Gorgons, the most famous one was the Medusa, who has snakes for hair, and famously Perseus comes to get her, kill her, cut off her head. Many others have tried and failed because she turned them to stone with her gaze. And I was thinking about that legend for a long time, and then I wrote to a friend of mine, the poet Eleanor Wilner, a wiser, older woman than I, who often deals with issues of mythology. And I said, you know, I think the thing was is that she wasn't really, didn't have snakes for hair. It was just that he was scared of her because she was old. And she said, exactly. Because, you know, like these old women going, hey, slow down. This is a school zone. You know, and like, ooh, mean old lady. And I just started thinking that after your kids grow up, you sort of enter a different place. You get accepted in a way by this group, even if you haven't had kids, just this group of other women who are like going, you know, we don't care anymore. You think we do? Nope. So that's sort of all the stuff that came into this poem. Among the Gorgons. For 17 years, I was caught in the surf. Drubbed and scoured, I'd snatch a breath and be jerked down again, dragged across broken shell and shingle. I loved it, mostly. The need, how I fed the frantic. I'd skipped into that sea. Certainly not a girl, but I could still turn ahead as I took the foam between my thighs. And then it was over. Hiss of a wick snuffed with spit. The sea had trotted off. I stood in the stink of flapping fish. At first, it stung. A galaxy of dimes eyed my sag and crinkles and dismissed me like a canceled stamp. But something tugged at me, silver braids weaving and unweaving themselves. Neither the path was shrinking or I was getting bigger, for soon the way was just a hair, the extra bit of wit a grandma leaves on her chin to scare the boys. And it led me into a cave crackling like a wood stove with laughter. A landslide opened, a seam of rubies, and we stepped inside.
That was Kansas City poet Michelle Boisseau, who died on Wednesday. She spoke earlier this year with Angela Elam of New Letters on the Air.